this month is a month of good success. I bless you in the name of Jesus. You will have good success. Amen. Hallelujah. If you believe it, you get it. And I told you in the morning watch about three ways in which you can enjoy this success. I told you about the importance of your mouth in your success story. I told you about the meditation of your heart in your success story. And I also told you about the mode in which you are after you receive God's word. So number one is your mouth. When you always speak negativity and defeat, you are doomed for defeat. When you say, I cannot make it, you are not going to make it. When you say, I can make it, putting your trust in the Lord, you are going to make it. Amen. And then I told you about what you think in your heart, the thoughts in your heart. When you meditate on the word of God, when you talk about God's word, when you think about God's word, it's going to be a blessing in your life. Hallelujah. And then I told you about mode. When you hear God's word, we should not forget it, but we should be careful to observe everything that is commanded according to God's word. Today, I want to talk to you about some other things. And number one, success. Success means in biblical terms. Sorry, now let's go in the world terms. What does success mean? Money. Yeah, money, power, wealth, and fame, promotion, whatever. Is there an end to success? If you look at the most successful person today, probably it may be Trump. Now, you can know what his success is, how his demeanor is, or because he's the one who is ruling the most important position or the most success. Biggest in influence of country. How do we view success? If you are a CEO of your company, will that give you success? Then you will try to do much more acquisitions. Our story of success doesn't seem to end even at death. We keep on wanting to have success and fame all through our life. In biblical terms, success is gaining what all God wants you to possess. That is success. Gaining all what God wants you to possess. What God wants you to have, gaining it all is success. In Joshua's context, success was all about gaining the promised land, gaining, destroying the enemies who were over their promises. And friends, success is evaluated by how much we capture the promises of God. How many promises God has given, and getting a taste of the promises of God, that is success. Hallelujah. In the world, the root of success is by having probably in the world, how do you become success? By having more than one wife, you can be a success in the world. Success is not about getting wealth. That's what I want to say. If success was getting about wealth, people could have retired home, but still they are on the pursuit. Success, according to the Bible, is gaining God. In Joshua's time, it was gaining the promises of God, but in New Testament time, it is gaining God. Gaining God is success. Hallelujah. What's that? Gaining God is success. That's what we read in Philippians chapter 3 and verse, hallelujah. What is the apostle telling there? I have many a time come through this scripture. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 8. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 8. Yea, doubtless. Now, verse 7 says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. So whatever is the world's success, whatever the world deems as success, what you should do? You should count as loss. If you keep that as your success quotient, you're not going to get God. That's what it says. So next time when your manager says, sorry, you're not getting a promotion, say, praise the Lord. That's what it says. But there is something in shelter house that people are getting promotions. That's something. You're placed in good positions. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Annual turnover of all the people put together, I think it will run to millions and billions of the CTC, you know, per annum what you get. If we add of all of our brothers and sisters, my assumption is it will go to some crores or there is something about here. This place is blessed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But one thing is there. Do you count that as success or Christ as success? That is the intention. Now if you look at the verse before that, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 5 onwards, 4 onwards. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I have more. If you say your degree as a big thing, Paul is telling, hey, I have more. You know what he's telling? Let's go. What was he boasting about? What was he telling? He was circumcised on the eighth day. Circumcision itself. He was a legalist there. He was circumcised on the eighth day of the group of Israel, of the stock of Israel, of the people who are called by God. How many Israelites are here today? Nobody. We are not Israelites. We are, what do we say, Aryans? What race? Huh? Dravidians. Yuvraj, shall we start a history session? Dravidian or Aryan or what? Pandians. Chola. You know, we have all those things. I have learned in history. Somewhere I have South Indians are Aryans or Dravidians. Ah, okay. All of us are in the same tribe. Huh? Telugu, Tamil, Malayalam and all. South Indians, Dravidians, okay. Hallelujah. So he's telling, see, if there is a race that can boast more, Dravidian cannot boast much. Israelites can boast. Because they are called by God. They are purchased by God. I am from Israel means you have that aura with you. Because Jesus spoke Aramaic. Jesus was a Hebrew. He spoke Hebrew. He was born of Israel. So Paul is telling, see, I was circumcised on the eighth day. I am from Israel. I am of the tribe of Benjamin. I have a name, Ashley Benjamin. That doesn't mean that I am from the tribe of Benjamin. Okay, my father's name is Benjamin, so I am also Benjamin. But you are blessed to be in this tribe. Amen. But whatever be, Benjamin is a wonderful tribe because Jacob had two sons, who? Benjamin and Joseph. And Benjamin was always dear for him. He was the youngest son. So Benjamin means something very, very close to Jacob. So he's saying, I am of the tribe of Benjamin. Who was the first king? Saul. Saul was of the tribe of Benjamin. He was the king tribe. He was of the tribe of kings. Wow. So Paul is telling, if somebody has to boast, I have to boast more. I was circumcised on the eighth day. I am of the tribe of, I am of the people of Israel. I am of the kingly tribe. I am a Hebrew of Hebrews. There's a, it's like PhD degree there. Hebrew of Hebrews. Hmm. All degree. Then he's telling, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church. If there, that time, if you had to show zeal for the kingdom of God, it was by persecuting the church. Because Jews never considered church as their own. So he was persecuting the church. Touching the righteousness which is in the law. This caught my attention more than anything else. Blameless concerning the law. So he's saying, I do the things which I do not want. That doesn't mean that he is doing that. Philippians sets the record straight. He is telling, regarding the law, I am blameless. But then he's coming to one point. If that is my qualification, I have to put all aside. That's what it says in the next verse, verse 7. But what things that were gained to me, I counted loss for Christ. Wow. You might be working in the, which is the best company to work? Google, eh? People, oh, Bosch. Facebook. I don't know. I heard Zuckerberg uses only good words to people there. You know, good, inverted, yeah. Which is the best place to work? Google is still the best. Google is still the best. Okay. Some people say Deloitte. Some people say Facebook. But whatever aura you have about anything on the earth, the Bible says you have to count it at loss for Christ. Because as long as you cling on to this, you are not going to get Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So next time when you give your work as an excuse for prayer, think twice. Yeah, of course you may have the deadlines and calls and all those things might be there. But never boast about your work. Pastor, do you know where I work? Oh, where do you work? Google. I will praise the Lord. Give the tithe first. You know, that's our heart. But that doesn't... The biggest thing that can happen is... I'm praying that each of you will start a Bible study group in your workplace. I do not know how. I do not know when. I do not know. But somehow, you can have two people to hear you. You can start it. We had that as a vision. You remember? Last Vision Sunday, we came Bible study group. Many people enrolled for that, and I do not know. But you can do it. That's the sign in which you can say, I count it as loss. Because that doesn't mean that you have to start a Billy Graham crusade there. No. You know how to snoop in. You know how to sneak in. You know, sometimes when people are going out for a break, 10 minutes, that's all. Learn from the scriptures. Finish. Don't need to run a crusade. Don't run an anointing session in your church, in your office. Some people do that also. No, their office is not meant for anointing sessions. Your office is meant for going and working there with all your heart. Let your work, the diligence which you show to your work, be an example to people. So when you do that, but just your work ethics can talk. Amen. Your work ethics can talk. And then if you get two believers, see, I believe Shelter House is a place where you get so much of God's word. So much of God's word every day. You look at the most active page in churches, even around the world, it's our church. I'm telling you, around the world. If around the world, on Facebook page which is active, is our church. Considering the amount of data that's going in, that's all I'm telling you. Every day, LPC is there, Glow Today is there, some pictures we upload, some things we do. So, look at even Lakewood Church page, they will not be updated like that. Our passion is to reach technology for theology. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. So, where do you put everything in your knowledge quotient? Is it the knowledge of Christ? Or is it the knowledge of TIPCO? I got a new technology, TIPCO. He asked us to pray for TIPCO technology. Cloud. I know cloud. You know, all these things. Considering your knowledge about cloud and Jesus, which you consider as more? Christ. He is excellent. So I need to pursue more on knowing God. That's what it says. Knowledge of Christ, Jesus my God, for whom I have suffered the loss of... I have suffered the loss of... So is he a success according to the world? I suffered the loss of all things. I pray that there will be some Pauls in our church. In Jesus' name. I do count them but dung. What's that? You know what is dung? You know, now a cow is very important in India. Cows are more important than humans. Gauraksha. You become a Gaurakshak, you are getting... I feel all of the people who are growing dogs should go into a cow. You will get government subsidy. Yeah, that's what is happening in India. That I may win... So Paul is telling, I want to win Christ. I have to count all others as loss. Oh, that mentality should come. That is success. Winning Christ is success. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 12 of Philippians 3. Not as though I have already attained... Either were already perfect, but I follow after that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, means I have won. I'm not counting myself as someone who won Christ, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. If you want to be a success story, forget the things that are behind. Amen. And reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So pressing towards Christ each and every day. Hallelujah. That's how we need to make our movement. Is the feed coming in the live stream? Sometimes our check. Hallelujah. The batteries, I put some new batteries about me. The problem with the battery pack, we have a lot of old and new. We do not know which is old, which is new. I think we should kick off all the old and put the new. Praise the Lord. So here it says, it's not that I have won. It's not that I have made it, but I have Jesus. I want to have Jesus, and that is success. I just wanted to give you that perspective to success. Now, how do you have this sort of success in your life? Number one, the Word of God, as I told you. When you have the Word of God, when you confess the Word of God in your mouth, when you meditate on it, when your mode is according to the Word of God, you will have success. The scripture is Joshua 1 and verse 8. Second, the presence of God. Let's come to Genesis chapter 39 and verse 3. Genesis 39 and verse 3. The secret for success. Secret for claiming Christ. Secret for, hallelujah, being a success according to God's standards. Now, if you take the NIV version, okay, today I'm playing around with the versions also so that you will have the clarity. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. The Lord gave him success in everything he did. That's from NIV. This is from KJV. But in NIV we read that the Lord gave him success in everything he did. His master saw that the Lord was with him. Your employers are going to see God being with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. When the master saw that the Lord was with Joseph, hallelujah, God gave him success in everything he did. Now, where was Joseph at this point of time? He was in Potiphar's house. Potiphar's house, he's an Egyptian. He has all his Egyptian gods. He has all the murtis. He has everything. All the gods he need for getting success was with, hallelujah, Potiphar. But in that place, God did not leave him. I want to tell you, you might be in the most hellish of circumstances on the earth, but I'm going to tell you, God of Joseph is your God. Even a place like hell, I'm telling you, not the work hell I'm talking about, the Lord will bless you there and cause you to prosper in those places. Hallelujah. Even in places where you don't feel at home. Joseph was a young man. He must have thought about his father, his brothers who put him in the pit. But he didn't forget his God. And the Bible says the Lord was with Joseph. In the same way, friends, I want to tell you, brothers, sisters, no matter who is with you, your team leader may be against you, your manager may be against you, but if God be for you, who can be against you? He is with you in your workplace. Hallelujah. He will be with you even in places where you don't feel at home. There is the presence of God that guides, and He will give you success in everything you do. I'm telling you, success in everything He did. Made all that He did prosper in His hands. I'm going to tell you, friends, whatever you do from this day will prosper in Jesus' name. Work which you do, it might be a small, that's what the Bible says, whatever you do will prosper. Some wives want to make their husbands work. For them, this is not the message. You can sleep. I believe in coordination, cooperative work, and there is some grace which God has given to the ladies to cook, but God has given extra grace also to that husbands. Because Bible says Abraham made the curry. That curry, okay? That curry Abraham made. So it's a joint effort. The wisdom in the Proverbs says, Proverbs 31. She cooks early in the morning and all those things. Anyway, women, you are a blessed group. Thank you so much for cooking for me. Don't ever test me in that. Hallelujah. But I'm giving the special blessing to the ladies. Amen. That they will cook well. Fantastic dishes. And those gentlemen who are interested in cooking, you will have world class cooking in Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever you do will prosper. That's what, there is the presence of God that can add the taste to your life. That's what I wanted to tell you. Wherever you go, you bring that joy. Wherever you go, you bring that influence. Wherever you go, you bring that effect. You do not go alone. Why? Because you have the presence of God with you. Hallelujah. Even if you drive, you're going to be the best driver. Bangalore, you need to have so much of grace to drive. You need a lot of grace to drive. You will have extra grace from this moment in Jesus' name. Amen. But there was, when this happened, there was one thing which happened in Joseph's life. That was the test to his success. You know what? You know that, no? Verse 7. And it came. Now let's read verse 6 also. I want to bless you with that. From the verse 5, Genesis 39 verse 5. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house. Many of you are going to be overseers in Jesus' name. You know, overseeing, that's better. Overseeing things. Overseeing. Amen. God is going to make you as overseers in Jesus' name. Amen. In his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for everybody working in CTS. Don't worry. As long as you are in CTS, you're going to be blessed. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Nobody is here in CTS. I heard that. Praise the Lord. Your project will be successful. I heard that many big employees that. So the Bible says the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. For your sake, the Lord will bless the Egyptian's house. Whatever Egyptian it is. Honeywell, Moneywell, Wipro. Then what? Nimro. Not Nimro, sorry. Wipro. Then? Wipro flower has changed. Now dots have come. Where is Samiksha? He's gone. Oh, feed him. Okay. So, Wipro, Infosys, all these places. As long as you are there, go with this. Don't think, are you here today? Will my job go? Will my job go? Same, you will get the ticket. Pink slip. Hallelujah. But if you say that for my sake, the Lord will bless my company, so be it in Jesus' name. Because the Bible says, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house because of Joseph. Hallelujah. India is blessed not because of anybody there. It's because of the church which is here. India is blessed. Amen. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. From today, I declare everything is coming to your hand. Amen. You're ready to take it?
Yes.
But then don't say bye-bye to me. Hallelujah. Sometimes people get too much in their hand and then they say, Pastor, there is no time for ministry. No, you have to give yourself for ministry. But I want to tell you, friends, you will come back to me with testimony. The Lord is going to give everything in his hand to you. People are wonderstruck. Oh, what did I bump into today, this morning? Hallelujah. And he knew not what he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. He was well built. And then the test comes in verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife, there you go, cast her eyes upon Joseph and she said, lie with me. This is the test of success. If a person jumps from this area, he is true success. Mrs. Potiphar suddenly thought, okay, now I am no one. Now if I want to get back my reigns in this house, I should have Joseph. Friends, be careful of every, hello, whom I am calling, sir. Then you hear, oh, from morning itself, I am hearing the voice of, for you tea, I won't give you any tea. Here is one lady coming, how are you doing, sir? We have a HDFC credit card, lifetime free. And what do you say? Hey, I can't talk over the phone, you come and meet me. That makes sense. Doesn't it make sense? Okay, come. And she hands over your credit card. She gets the commission and she escapes. who pays all the debts? Friends, be careful of every lady that comes against you or in you, in your team. Be careful. They may be good looking. Not every good looking female is really good looking. Yee! Beauty is attractive from outside. Praise the Lord. You don't understand what I'm telling. Potiphar's wife said to Joseph, lie with me. And what did Joseph do? He said, verse 9, there is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me, but thee, because thou art his wife, how can then I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Wow. She said, I cannot sin against God. I cannot sin against God. And then the Bible says in verse 10, every day as she spoke to Joseph, once you say no, these people will come again and again. How many of you know what I'm telling? She spoke to Joseph day after day, every day. Come, lie with me. Come, lie with me. And he said that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. Lying down is a different story. Not even being with her. We should be pure in our lives, friends. As long as you have the adulteress inside your heart, inside your life, in your mobile, screensaver, desktop screensaver, private files, hidden files, you are not going to have success. If you want to have your success, clean it all up in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You want me to go deeper? No. Proverbs 7. Let's come to Proverbs 7. How many of you are being blessed today? In Proverbs 7, you have to go and read it, okay? This is a homework for you. But I will just take you to the gist of this. That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement. Behold, among simple ones I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. There will be people full of understanding in shelter house in Jesus' name. No people void of understanding. Because if you are void of understanding, you pass through the street near her corner and he went the way to her house. Revival is coming, huh? In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. Oh, she attire of a harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. That is her nature. She will go everywhere. She wants to walk. You know what I am talking about. She wants to walk everywhere. Her feet is not set in her house. She is without, now in the streets. And lieth in wait at every corner. And saw she caught him, kissed him with an impudent face, said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. Wow. She comes with prayer also, okay? That's the care. That's the place where you have to be careful. I have peace offerings. You want me to be a Christian? I have peace offering. I have made my vows to the Lord. Spiritual harlots. Therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face, and I found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes and cinnamon. Smell of adultery. What will you do? When pornography is rampant, when things against the Lord is rampant, what will you do, friends? Come, let's take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loaves. For the good man is not at home. He's gone a long journey. And verse 21 it says, with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. Look at the position of that man. She caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to. Yeah. Many oxes like that are filled in India. Ox going for slaughter and as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Friends, as long as your sexual life is unclean, you are not going to have success. You are not going to have success. The blessing of the Lord will not be with you. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hey, friend, don't get angry at me. It's the word of God. Okay. Next, third. So number one, success for... So if you want the presence of God, you should flee from all these attacks of adulteress. Okay? Attacks of adulteress. It comes in different forms. And we need to educate our children, our young ones, as they come up in the Lord. I heard one game. What was that game which you were telling? That game you told me yesterday, no? Blue whale. Blue whale. You ladies know that. Blue whale, you know? Blue whale. So the blue whale game is something like that. I didn't go through that, so you go and check it. Don't go and play it, okay? Never go and play it. The last trick of the game is to you to have suicide. Yeah, something like that. That's what I heard. Well, is it there in iOS? Android? Yuvraj irukkappa? He knows only Kempagowda. Now, don't play the blue whale and any whale. See these games. Be very clear. The enemy is subtle. He approaches you very craftily. That's what we read. With the speech, with everything is very good outside. But when you go inside, you will know the trick and you will be yielded. And there is no greater failure than that. Don't be as an ox that goeth to slaughter. Look at verse 25. Hallelujah. Of Proverbs 7:25. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Last verse is even more dangerous. Proverbs 7 and verse 27. Her house is the way to... You want to go to hell? Get inside adultery. Without this, no film will run, right? Yeah. Without this, no book will sell. I heard this Chetan Bhagat's latest book. It's full of nudity. It's full of unwanted, uncologial. It should not come in any Christian's house. In Jesus' name. Amen. See, when you have to publish yourself, when you have to show yourself as a success to the world, you have to find all these things. There's a movie maker, young movie maker. There's a coffee chat with him in Star World. And I hope, I'm not telling anybody because this is, okay? And you know what he has? He has now two children, it seems, from where we do not know. Precious people of God, do not fall into any trap, because success of the world is destruction, and you are going to make your way into where? Hell. The third secret to success. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 10. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 10. And again, I am referring the NIV or ESV. It doesn't say the right thing here. But of course, there is a glimpse of in KJV. If the iron be blunt and he do not whet the edge, then must he put more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Many, it says in NIV, anybody is having the NIV? Yeah, what does it say? 10:10. Ecclesiastes 10:10. If the axe is dull, if the edge is unsharpened, more strength is needed. But skill will bring success. Skill or wisdom will bring success. Hallelujah. Iron is blunt. What does it mean? Iron means your... Many a time, iron talks in the Bible about your wisdom. It should be sharpened. Your skills have to be sharpened. If you are using Cybel as your key technology, in this age, you are going to be laid off. You need to sharpen your skills. You cannot say, I was working with ASP. ASP is gone. Almost gone. What do you say, brother? Almost it's gone. Now it is bigger technology. Now you should not say, I am ASP specialist. You will be ASP specialist. ASAP, you will be sent home. You should sharpen your skill. Wisdom. Wisdom is not about ASP. Wisdom is understanding, foreseeing what people demand. What is the market demand? What is the Lord expecting from me? So wisdom gives you success. Wisdom gives you success. Wisdom is not learning or understanding the languages or all those things. Wisdom is understanding the will of God in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. So you need to, otherwise with an unsharpened axe, you will keep on hitting and hitting, and you are not going to cut the wood. Hallelujah. How many of you understand what I'm telling? So if you want to have wisdom in your life, if you want to have success in your life, you need to have wisdom, sharpen your skills, get into Twitter, get into all the technology mediums, show yourself as very relevant in the market, technologically. Amen. You should have good teaching skills. If you are a teacher, what sets you apart from the other teachers? If you are a coder, what sets you apart from the other people who code? Hallelujah. And above all, the Bible says, hallelujah, it's very important that you need to have speedy thoughts. What this essentially says is you need to be fast. That's what it says. If an unsharpened iron, you keep on cutting, it's not going to cut, number one. It's going to give you more work. So what you should do? You should have smartness in your work. You should be fast in your work. You should be fast in your processing. Some people are like, hey, go and do that, man. What did you say? In this market condition, you're not going to survive. You should have quick, fast processing. You're going to get it in Jesus' name. Quick reflex. Quick thinking. Best of technology. Make the best of technology. Make the best use of whatever, best solutions which you can give. I bless you with those skills in Jesus' name. May you have a relevant skill in Jesus' name, that you will be much sought and your wisdom will have no parallel in your company. You know who gives wisdom? It's the Lord who gives wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I claim that speed, efficiency, skill. Hallelujah. Quick thoughts. My mind will process quickly and will be a fast learner in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and say the Lord. Hallelujah. I receive it this morning. I receive success. I receive wisdom. I receive godly wisdom. Hallelujah. Last week, our Wilson, he didn't come. He has come and he has gone for some marriage things. He was telling, Pastor, all of us were in Vegas. If at all I did not know the Lord, that was it. I asked, okay, all of the people who are coming there are the so-called intellectuals. How about them? Oh, you don't speak about them. They are all intellectuals according to their brain. But they are the biggest fools because they are running on the destruction to hell. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Wisdom is needed. Fast processing is needed. If an attractive female comes against you, don't look and blush. Wow, only if I saw her 8 years before. A lot can happen over a coffee. Wisdom will say, no, don't do that. I was also in secular field, that's why I'm there. So when you give shake hand, some people see some female and give shake hand, they will not leave her. She also doesn't like to leave. He also doesn't like to leave. Both of them shaking hands. At last, in the end of the life, you will be like this only. Somebody was telling me, in one marriage I caught the husband and wife like this. Husband didn't like. No, we introduced the couple. You see. So the first time I introduced so and so, the husband got so offended with me. I came to know that. He said, I didn't do anything. I just introduced you guys. So know how to. Some people only hug. Especially when they see the opposite. American system has to come, no? What do you say, brother?
we need a class from you one day. I'm very backlibbed now. Hallelujah. What happens in a call center on a night?
Wisdom. Quick processing. You should know. Hey, no, this is not my way. I'm pressing on the upward way. It's gaining every day. I am on the path to wisdom. Amen.
You want some more points? Or okay, Proverbs 8 and 9. You can read it. Hallelujah. What essentially are the blessings of a knife of wisdom? Proverbs 8 and 9. But I will just take you through some of the important verses. You have to go home and read it. Amen. Verse 11, 8, 10 and 11. Romans 3, sorry, not Romans, sorry. Proverbs 3, 8, 10 and 11. Proverbs 8, 10 and 11. Proverbs 8, 10 and 11. Brother, it's not Ecclesiastes, it's Proverbs. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 8 and verse 10 says, receive my instruction and not silver. Blessed are those who hear my instruction in Jesus' name. Amen. Because I'm speaking from God's word. So receive my instruction and not silver. So when you go to Malabar Gold, cutting the church, you're not going to be wise. Receive instruction and not silver, then knowledge rather than choice gold. What do you want? Do you want knowledge or carat gold? And the next verse says, hallelujah, verse 11, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. So wisdom is something else. Wisdom is not getting rubies or silver, but wisdom is something more. And that's why the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. What does it say in NIV 3? This is why we need both. And discretion. In Jesus' name, you shall have discretion. Some people do not know the difference between dark and light. You're going to have good discretion in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So wisdom dwells with prudence and discretion. The next verse says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the evil way. Counsel in mind and sound wisdom, I am understanding. I have strength. So wisdom, when you're wise, you have understanding, you have strength. By wisdom, kings reign, princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, and even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, durable riches and righteousness. So it all talks about wisdom. Hallelujah. I pray that you will have all these qualities in Jesus' name. Amen. Wisdom brings success. Knowing to do what is the right thing to do according to the word of the Lord. The next important step for wisdom is Proverbs 3, 3 and 4. Proverbs 3, 3 and 4. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Or in NIV it says, let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good success. Everybody say good success. You will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. 3 and 4, brother. Yeah. So shall they find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. You're going to have good wisdom in the sight of God and man. But what is the key? Steadfast love and faithfulness. What is steadfast love? If I love Brother Sujo, okay, I should love him till the end. That is steadfast love. There is no wavering there. Though he does anything, but that doesn't mean you can take me granted. Steadfast love means steadfast. You're steadfastly loving somebody. In your marriages, if you want to be strong, you should steadfastly love. If you want to get the best out of this church, you have to steadfastly love the pastor. Say praise the Lord. Yeah, that's how it is. That's how it is. Steadfast love. Friends, I want to tell you something which many ask me also. You know, there are many challenges that we face in ministry. One of them is the new challenge of WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter. Brother Bevin's father was in that age, they don't have that problem. I think now he's notifying Max and all, you got it for him. Is he into Facebook? I don't think so. He will not be. You give him big things also, they know to pray and they will think. But they have a generation that is growing there. And I, being a city pastor, you will see me. Last updated time will be the last updated time you are seeing me. If you are seeing me at that time, you will see me there. That's how it is. We are working there now. We are working with WhatsApp. We are working with Facebook. We have our church groups. Church groups. Epaphras group. Something Beautiful group. Dorcas group. Sunday school group. If a person who doesn't want to be a part of the church, what we should do? Should he be still inside the group? Tell me. Oh, we should show love and mercy. He is not showing steadfast love and mercy. And these days, one of your profile status can bring problem to the Lord. And I want to tell you, all of you are like, we are tending you, okay? No great high and all. You may not go there. Okay. With the grace which God has given me, we are doing it all. And if I see in your profile picture that you are sitting with some thing that is aligning to a different God, for example, a different God. Now what brings us all together is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now if I see you with an inverted cross, you are outside the group. Is that loud and clear? I'm not mincing words. Inverted cross stands for the enemy. And if I send somebody out of the group, you should not call him and give him coffee. You understand what I'm telling you? Pastor put you out of, you come man for coffee, come, have parotta and beef. And then, what is brewing? Division. For the sake of the kingdom of God, as a pastor, as a head of a family, sometimes we may have to issue Satan diktats according to God's word. Kindly bear with me. I am not stick with a stick and all those things, but faith for me is very pure. I believe their shelter house resources are exclusive for people who come to shelter house, who take them as their home church. And that's why it says steadfast love and faithfulness, being faithful to your local church. Being faithful. If you are faithful to your local church, if you are faithful to the leaders, if you are faithful to where God has planted you, success will come your way. That's what the Bible says. Steadfast love and faithfulness. Mark it in your heart. Carry it in the tablets of your heart. You will have favor and good success. From now on, you're going to be having faithfulness to the church. You're going to be a faithfulness in your job. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Love and faithfulness. Love and faithfulness will cause you to experience great things. Hallelujah. Steadfast love and faithfulness will give you success. The final key which I want to tell you. The number one key is the word of God. I told you in the morning service, the word of God gives you success. Second, the presence of God gives you success. Third, wisdom gives you success. Fourth, steadfast love and faithfulness gives you success. No traitor. No traitor will ever be successful. You go telling bad about your pastor to somebody, you are doomed for failure. Not I am telling, the Bible says. You're going telling bad about and hearing gossip. You know what is that? Gossip. How many of you don't know gossip? All of you know. So, where are you going? Okay. No, I was. What all problems? Amen. So, precious people of God, let's be faithful to the work of the Lord. Let there be steadfast love in our midst, and you will find success. Even in your workplace, you be faithful to your manager. Don't always look at his chair and sit, if I want to get over him. Automatically, God will promote you at that time. Amen. But don't go and always look at what he has and what you do not have. I would say you have much more things than what he has. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Amen.
And the last thing is your prayer life. Without prayer, you're not going to get success.
It's a small spelling mistake also, it's a big problem.
You know what I'm telling, spelling mistake? Okay. My marriage is not adjustment. Many people say marriage is adjustment. If you're adjusting your marriage, come quickly for maintenance. Otherwise, it's going to break down. Hallelujah. Marriage is alignment. Everybody say alignment. Alignment of two individuals to do God's work. Amen. Aligning. Aligning. Aligning to God's word. If a person is not aligning to God's word, if the husband is not loving their wives as Christ loved the church, how? By hanging on the cross. Yeah. Hanging on the cross, he loved the church. Love her. Love your wife. Today afternoon, go home and hug your wife. That also we have to say. Amen. No problem. In your family, what all you do? Hug her. She's doing much things for you. If she's putting you on the cross also, you say, why not cooking food for you today? Aligning to the word of God. Those who are not married, small boys, girls, listen, you will get your best one in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Aligning to God's word. Hallelujah. And then it says, wives, submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. So when these two happen, so without cooking you cannot. Without cooking you cannot. I didn't tell her. Okay, tomorrow don't be cutty with me. Pastor. Without cooking you cannot. See the way to a man's heart. Yeah, you do that. Give him quick food. When you see, example, okay, when you see Yuvraj angry, make quick chicken. He will not get angry. He is very, very pious man. Hallelujah. Make that, what's that? And give it to him. Many problems are happening in the family life because some women want to go and live with their mothers all the time. Mummy, 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 mummy. Then why did you get married? So husband doesn't have food to eat and he will go what? Go somewhere else. So don't do that. Women, give your husbands love. Yeah. I'm not conducting a marriage service. Praise God. I don't know to whom I'm speaking. Appreciate them, encourage them, be with them. That doesn't mean go to Meenakshi Mall, hug and kiss one another. No. That is eros. Eros means lust. Agapao love means unconditional love, which you know in your heart that you both love one another and both of you are serving the Lord. And like Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So Eliezer said, Lord, Abraham, oh God of Abraham, I need success today. Didn't God give him success? There came Rebecca. You know what was Rebecca? Rebecca was a ultimate here. So Rebecca, what did Eliezer say? Whoever that lady is for my master Isaac, she has to fetch the thing from the well and also give the camels. Now the camels are not small ants. A camel can store 3,000 gallons. So how much of water did she draw from the well? My God, that's Rebecca. Let our church be filled with Rebeccas in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. You want this, Pastor? Wow, I will give you that also. That sort of. You want VBS? What are you telling? Noodles? No, no. This also. That's how it is. Amen. Some women ask questions before the interview. Do you know how to cook? Do you know? So don't pray. You just come back. Grant me success today. Before you go for your project, big information. That might be your project presentation. How many of you, when I was in Infosys one day, I had to take a big presentation for a unit head. Suddenly that moment, this will not work. How many of you face that problem? No, you. Suddenly when you put this will not work. Till then it will be ready. The software is ready. The EXE is running. When we, you know, demons are there. I'm telling you.
Last week my wife was telling about some place where she ministered, okay? It seems in the church service that projector screen is not coming down. And my wife never has any vision. If at all she has revelation about me, only she has. Visions, nothing. But that day she saw two demons on the projector screen holding it is not coming down. And she said, it seems in the name of Jesus, down came the projector screen. Yes. From tomorrow on, your most important project presentations are not going to be destroyed by any kutti Satan. It's going to run away in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. When you pray for God for success, somebody give him the shout of praise. Hallelujah. Come on, give him the praise. Hallelujah. No Satan will disturb you. No Satan will disturb your presentations. No Satan is going to spoil your presentations in Jesus' name. Amen. Nehemiah, before going for Xerxes, he said, Lord, I need success. Nehemiah 1 and verse 11. Hallelujah says, Nehemiah cried out for success and God made him successful in his project. Prayer makes you successful. Prayer allows you to hold the hand of the Lord who moves the universe. One day Joshua had to extend the battle time. So what did he say? Sun, stand still. You know who stood still? Who made the sun? In fact, was it the sun who stood still? I think it was not the sun. The Lord stopped the earth from rotating. Stay there. Towards the sun. Stay there. Stay there. You got the power to control the sun. You got the power to control the rain clouds. Hallelujah. Who got the power? A person who knows to pray. Let's rise up to our feet and pray. If you are here without the knowledge of Jesus, if you say, Pastor, I do not know Jesus, but I want to give him my life. Just open your heart and say, Lord, I want to give you my heart. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Just say, Lord Jesus, I want to give you. I've not surrendered your life to Jesus. Just say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. In the sanctuary of your heart, just say, Lord, I give my heart to you. You must have been going to church for many days. That doesn't matter. If you haven't yielded much to the Lord, offer your life once again.